Zodiac, a symbol that now stands for terror,
has killed five and says he's going to kill again. Psychopath.
Remember, investigators say there were unusually high levels of chloroform found in Casey Anthony's trunk.
But again, OJ appears to be holding a gun to his head.
Police won't confirm a newspaper report that Dahmer has confessed to murder and cannibalism.
It's Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show. Listener discretion is advised.
Ashley Flowers from Crime Stoppers of Central Indiana, continuing a two-part series about Johnny Gosch, and you can follow along on this whole journey. Joe and Alex Show on our Twitter and Instagram using the hashtag Murder Monday. We want to hear your thoughts on this, and we also want you to see some stuff, Alex.
So Lindsay just tweeted us at Joe and Alex Show and said, is this the same pedophile ring that Corey Feldman is speaking out against? Yes. I mean, it involves everybody prominent in our country. Hollywood elites, like Ashley said, people in our government, in the White House, administrations, FBI, CIA, police, everybody. Robin said this is so scary and disgusting on so many levels, especially if you think this is still going on in our government. I mean, here's the thing. Child pedo rings are going on all over the world. It's a billion-dollar industry.
Yeah.
If you think that this isn't going on, what do you think about human trafficking and stuff? It's only just now becoming something that people even know exists. When this was all starting in the 60s, 70s, 80s, people didn't understand what it was. At least we now know the term human trafficking, but there's an even bigger industry for young boys.
Right. Right. So where we left off is American Most Wanted is investigating. Even they think this is a crazy story. And Paul Benassi is telling them about a house where all these young kids were kept in Colorado. And he describes this house as having a hole that was dug underneath it. Not a basement, just this dirt hole where they would hide the boys in case the police came. And they actually go and they find this house. It's exactly like Paul Benassi described. And when they find the opening, they get down into this hole and there are these wood beams. And on the beams are carved initials of a bunch of kids that Paul Benassi talked about, basically proving that they were there. And when they air the episode, a bunch of kids start calling in and confirming everything that Paul said. They said, yes, I was involved in this too. One kid even came forward and had the same brand on him that Paul talked about when Johnny Gosch tried to run away. So all of this is getting confirmed, but what America's Most Wanted said is they would take two steps forward, 20 steps back, because they couldn't prove anything. Even the guy who owned the house, he was a prison guard who mysteriously went missing. No one ever found him.
See?
Right. Over and over and over again, we can only cover a small portion of this story.
It is massive.
People die. People go missing. Every time we get close to answers, that person is gone. And that's where really the story kind of ends. Nothing came of this. And the guy who was in charge of this, Larry King, actually only served less than 10 years just for embezzlement. He was never brought on charges for the sex trafficking ring. And if you want to see a picture of this turd bucket, you can go to my Instagram, at IndyAshFlowers. And he is living free. He's fine. And actually, what they did with the four witnesses, Paul Benassi and Alicia Owen and the other two, they prosecuted them for perjury. They went on the stand, told what the truth. They didn't like the truth. And so it never been done before, never been done since. Alicia Owen actually got 25 years in prison.
Is that not the worst
for trying
thing you've
to
ever
testify?
Heard? That makes me sick to my stomach. And there, like Ashley said, there's so many layers to this. Like, we can't even get, there's podcasts and stuff if you really want to go in depth on this that are a couple hours long and stuff, because we haven't even covered, we're barely on the surface of all the stuff going on in this story.
A great documentary called Conspiracy of Silence that really goes into it if you can handle a 90s documentary.
It's like on YouTube because I think they aired it on the Discovery Channel and then they aired it and then they were told they were never allowed to air it again.
Well, they never even
government.
Got to air it. The Discovery Channel paid
it
for it, and then right when they were doing the final edits, they got shut down, and so now it lives on the internet somewhere, but Discovery didn't want anything to do with it.
So where is Johnny Gosch today? Where is Johnny Gosch? Is he murdered for Murder Monday? Is he dead?
We don't know. So in 2005, there was some speculation. There was a man named Jeff Gannon who was a White House correspondent, and it came out that he really wasn't who he said he was. He was involved in this escort service prior to that, and this investigator theorized that he was Johnny Gosch.
Living among us.
Living among us, right. And we'll post some pictures on Instagram if you want to look at the similarities. But Noreen actually believes that this is the case. She said the person that came to her door looks a lot like this Jeff Gannon.
Yeah, but Noreen says that Jeff Gannon has certain scars and stuff on his body mm-hmm. that she's seen in photos of him on the internet, everything that Johnny had and all this weird stuff. And Paul Benassi told her, he said, listen, Johnny is alive and well. He doesn't want you to know where he is and stuff because he's still so scared now, even as an adult man, to say who or where he is because right. of what could happen to him or her. So he like refuses to come forward.
Right. Right, so we don't know where Johnny is. Johnny is dead. Johnny is alive.
And one thing that I really wanted to do, and I had talked about this with Joe and MYK, before Murder Monday became a thing, I knew that I wanted to talk about the story on the show so bad because it just blows my mind. And one thing I wanted to do was have Noreen call into the show and actually talk to her. But when I started looking into having Noreen, because she does interviews for radio and TV, when I started looking into having her on the show, I found a story about another morning show in Nebraska who a few years ago had had her on. And the next day, so they interview her about the case. The next day, this radio jock comes into work and his program director, his boss, says, hey man, I need you to get all your stuff. I need you to go. And he's like, well, why? And he said, all I can tell you is because of your interview with Noreen yesterday.
Yeah.
And basically what came out was these people, the government, the FBI, whatever, obviously went to that radio personality's boss and said, if you don't fire him, we're going to kill you for talking about this case.
Right.
And so I'm dead serious. We kind of are risking our lives talking about this.
Not me, because like I said, this is the one time I say I've got nothing to do. I was sick today. I wasn't here. You should do it and see what happens.
It's really scary.
There's no way our boss would fire you.
Well, if he's threatened, they might kill him, murder him.
Nah, he's ready to die. Our boss would like bring a gun or something. He'd do a shootout.
If you want to learn more about this case, there's podcasts and stuff that if you want to tweet us at Joan Alex Show, I can and put those out if you want even more information. But there's photos of Johnny tied up and stuff that were sent to Noreen. Instagram at Joan Alex Show and Facebook Radio Now 100.9. You can see those.
Wow. Ashley Flowers bringing the heat from Crime Stoppers of Central Indiana. Thank you so much. Two-part series. I feel like I need a break now.
Amazing stuff.
That was intense stuff this morning.